Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome into another exciting edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning, as always. And we've got a big one for you tonight at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. We're going to be previewing that over the course of this hour. We'll also be looking back to the week that was. We'll be looking at what's ahead for the Panthers. Panthers and the Winnipeg Jets tonight. First of two matchups this season for the Panthers and the league-leading Winnipeg Jets. So you've got a heck of a matchup tonight at 7 at Amerant Bank Arena. We've got you covered with Panthers preview at 6:30 across the radio network tonight. But you've got the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers against the Winnipeg Jets, who've surged out to a 15-2 record to start the year. And this should be a fun one. And, well, not only do we get Panthers-Jets once, but we get it again coming up on Tuesday night in Winnipeg. Panthers on the road for a quick couple of games, the first of which will be Tuesday night in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And then that'll be it for the season series between these two teams. Could they meet again down the road in the spring? Entirely possible. But as far as the regular season series goes, we get tonight in Sunrise. We get Tuesday night in Winnipeg, which, by the way, is an 8 o'clock faceoff Eastern time. And then that's it for the Panthers and the Jets in the 24-25 season. So as I mentioned, we'll be looking back at the week that was. The Panthers coming off a couple of losses, a win before that, looking to get back on the winning side of things tonight. We'll take a look at the upcoming schedule shortly as well. And as we cruise along here on Panthers Insider, coming up next segment, Paul Edmonds, longtime radio voice of the Winnipeg Jets. He's going to stop by to help us preview these next couple of games. And then later on in the hour, a conversation Jameson Olive and I had with Panthers defenseman Uvis Balinskas, a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. We'll have that coming up a little bit later on in the hour as well. So a jam-packed program for you. We've got some sound and some reaction from post-game Thursday night as well here in just a few moments. Lots more to get to here on Panthers Insider. Folks, tonight when the Panthers take on the Jets at 7 o'clock, it is the annual Hockey Fights Cancer Night in partnership with Baptist Health Cancer Care. That's going to be tonight, again, a 7 o'clock puck drop, 6:30 Panthers preview on the radio network. And Panthers fans, you can gear up for Hockey Fights Cancer. Go to Pantherland to grab exclusive jerseys, hoodies, beanies, scarves, and more from the limited edition collection. Don't miss out. Shop now in-store or online at flateamshop.com. Taking a look at the week ahead for the Florida Panthers. Again, you've got tonight's game against the Winnipeg Jets. It's going to be a 7 o'clock faceoff. Off to the road for a couple of games, beginning on Tuesday night, 8 Eastern. The Panthers will be in Winnipeg again against the Jets. And then Thursday night, 8:30 Eastern, the Panthers will be on the road against the Chicago Blackhawks, and then it's back to Sunrise, where the Panthers resume a home-heavy rest of the month. They'll play 4 of 5 at home after they get back from Thursday night's game in Chicago. A week from tonight, you've got the Panthers and the Colorado Avalanche at Amerant Bank Arena. That's going to be a 6 o'clock face-off. Then a week from Monday, the surprising Washington Capitals, who won again last night in Colorado, they're going to be at Amerant Bank Arena a week from Monday night for a 7 o'clock faceoff. The night before Thanksgiving, the Panthers will play host to the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's going to be a 7:30 start on November the 27th. November is almost over, folks. It's going quickly. The 29th, the Panthers will be on the road against Carolina, then right back home against the Carolina Hurricanes, the old home and home, Panthers and the Canes on the 30th to wrap up a busy month of November. So that's what the schedule ahead looks like for the Panthers. If we turn back the clock a little bit, though, going back to 1 week ago, the Panthers, since we last spoke to you on Panthers Insider, the Panthers had a 4-3 shootout win over the Philadelphia Flyers. Let's turn it back to Saturday night, last Saturday night, that Panthers victory. Here's how things sounded on the Panthers radio network.
Center pass on the money. Barkov gave it to Rodriguez. Left side scoots in. Pauses. Left circle. Hands it back. A drive and they score. Nate Schmidt. He let that one fly and he beats the goaltender. Erson down to our right. A laser beam from Nate Schmidt. And this game is tied at one. Shuffles it around. Far half boards taken by Rodriguez. Cuts down to that left wing corner. Up high taken by Kulikov. Kulikov into the far circle, Rodriguez in front, Kulikov, a shot, he scores! Dmitry Kulikov off the iron and in, and the Panthers take a 2-1 lead. Loose puck out around center, Mikula for Tkachuk, he'll scoot in right side, finds Mikula to the high slot, left side, work back door, and they score! Bennett, he was set up perfectly by Verhaeghe, and the Panthers take a 3-2 lead. Sam Bennett scores to give the Panthers the one-goal edge. Evan Rodriguez, the fifth shooter for the Panthers. Rodriguez with speed, maneuvers in. Rodriguez to the forehand, backhand, he scores! Evan Rodriguez! And the Panthers take a 2-1 lead in the shootout. Lost for Philadelphia, the fifth shooter for the Flyers. Through the left circle, delays at the dot, cuts out front, a save by Bobrovsky! And the Panthers win it in the shootout this evening. That's 7 in a row for the Panthers as Bobrovsky makes the big save to end it. The Panthers win it 4-3, the final in the shootout.
So the Panthers picking up that shootout win. That was 1 week ago today. The Panthers over the Philadelphia Flyers by a 4-3 final score. And then that would set up a couple of games against the New Jersey Devils. Before the Panthers would see New Jersey, though, had a chance to ask Panthers head coach Paul Maurice what he liked about that win over Philadelphia, a team that played him tough a week ago.
The other team, Philadelphia Flyers, played their butts off. And this is hard a gap, as physical as game as we've played this year. I like the fact that we got down in the game and didn't change what we did. I'm not going to critique the overtime. They had a bunch of A chances, but I think that's the point of 3-on-3 hockey. And the shootout is nice. I look at it as a 3-3 tie in a game that I think earmarked year over year. We lose that game an awful lot, have in the past. You come off those long trips, but it's the European trip. It's actually not the first game that you're worried about. We were really strong against Nashville. They were coming in on back-to-back. I was more concerned about the Flyer game because we haven't played well against them in the past. So I thought I don't think our hands were great. I thought we were a little behind it in terms of physicality, but not so much that it was a problem. And then I just thought it was a really hard-fought game.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there. That was on the win over Philadelphia a week ago. Then the Panthers would see the New Jersey Devils twice. And New Jersey is a contender, one of the heavyweights in the Eastern Conference. And the Devils came into Sunrise and handed the Panthers a pair of losses. 4-1 back on Tuesday, 6-2 on Thursday. So the Panthers tripped up by the Devils. Still find themselves in a good spot, though, in the standings. That's the important thing, big picture, to keep in mind, that the Panthers are still, at this moment, leading the Atlantic Division by a point over Toronto, and the Panthers have played one less game than the Leafs have. So the Panthers trying to get back on the winning side of things this evening when they take on the Jets. But in reference to the last time out against New York on Thursday night, here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice post-game Thursday, his thoughts on that loss to the Devils.
No, you gotta deal with it. We're not going to let it go. But there's no, you don't put a weight on it that it shouldn't carry. I haven't loved our last two. and you're not going to love them all. You'll always get better when you. We got to get to our game. We had about three shifts in the second period. I liked. That's not a big number for our team. I thought they were better than we were. I do. I thought they were quicker, faster, a little sharper in their execution. But that wouldn't necessarily for us. That's not usually a tell for how well we play. And we're late on a bunch of things tonight, and that half step will kill you in the league.
Paul Maurice right there. Here's the captain, Alexander Barkov, also post-game Thursday on that loss. And then looking ahead to tonight's matchup against the Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah, they played really well. Like, to both games, they stayed hard on the box. They played really good offensively. And obviously, we couldn't get our offense going at all. So credit to them. And that's it. That's all I want to think about tonight's game and just move on from this. Yeah, I mean, we know who's coming into the town and best team in the league right now and playing unbelievable hockey, so we gotta be ready right away. So it starts now. Obviously, we're not happy at all with our last two games, and especially tonight's game. So just move on, learn from it, and move on.
Panthers captain Alexander Barkov there that after Thursday night's loss to the New Jersey Devils. Now the Panthers look to get back on the winning side of things against the Winnipeg Jets tonight. Again, a 7 o'clock faceoff at Amerant Bank Arena. Taking it off the ice, though, I'm coming to you live from the Baptist Health Iceplex at the FTL War Memorial. Panthers set to hold their morning skate here shortly. And right next door to where we are, the Panthers, of course, earlier this week, back on Wednesday, announced the reopening of the revitalized War Memorial Auditorium right here in Fort Lauderdale. So it's, again, a state-of-the-art venue, 44,000 square feet of versatile space, 3,500 capacity, general admission floor. Going to be a great venue for concerts, other events, things like that. Here's Panthers president, CEO Matt Caldwell back on Wednesday night on what it meant to reopen the War Memorial Auditorium.
It's a tremendous night. Back in March, we opened the ice facility, two sheets of ice, the practice facility. Since then, we've opened a full-service restaurant, retail shop, and then today is the final phase, which is our music venue, which is really the crown jewel of this whole complex, to have our hockey players, to have the community here using all the amenities, and now to have an entertainment hub right in the center of Fort Lauderdale, in the middle of Holiday Park, bringing recreation and entertainment together. It's truly unique. It's the first of its kind. We're combining music and our practice facility, which is typically more of a private facility. But you know us, you know the Panthers. We're out in the community. We love being embedded with our fans and our residents, and this is just a magical moment for us.
So the again, earlier this week, Panthers unveiled the reopened and the revitalized War Memorial Auditorium right here in Fort Lauderdale. And show's getting announced, so go check that out, SeatGeek.com. Melissa Etheridge kicking things off on January 21st as things stand. So again, all the information again on that available online, warmemorialauditorium.com. Lots more to get to here on this edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Panthers and the Winnipeg Jets tonight. Later on in the hour, a conversation with Uvis Balinskas, Panthers defenseman. That was a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. But coming up next, Paul Edmonds, the radio voice of the Winnipeg Jets, going to stop by and help us preview the matchups coming up. And I say matchups because the Panthers and the Jets play tonight in Sunrise, Tuesday night in Winnipeg. That's going to be coming up on the other side of the break. Doug Plagans here with you. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. It's the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you as always, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning, getting you ready for the Panthers and the Winnipeg Jets, a highly anticipated matchup coming your way tonight. It's going to be a 7 o'clock faceoff, 6:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. Tonight, Panthers hosting the annual Hockey Fights Cancer Night in partnership with Baptist Health Cancer Care, 7 p.m. puck drop. Again, 6:30, we'll have you started with Panthers preview across the Panthers radio network presented by Baptist Health. Panthers fans, you can gear up for Hockey Fights Cancer. Go to Pantherland to grab exclusive jerseys, hoodies, beanies, scarves, and more from the limited edition collection. Don't miss out. Shop now in-store or online at flateamshop.com. So the Panthers and the Winnipeg Jets tonight, and not just tonight. The Panthers and the Jets are going to play again coming up on Tuesday in Winnipeg. And then that's going to be it for this season series between these two teams. The Panthers getting ready for Winnipeg, who has the top record in the National Hockey League at the moment. And who better to join us now than the radio voice of the Jets, Paul Edmonds, kind enough to stop by to chat with us about what's gone well for the Jets to help us preview tonight's matchup. First off, Paul, how you doing and how's your trip down to Florida been?
Oh, it's been great. There's no question about it. We always enjoy coming down here, but given a preference, and I don't have much say, we'd like to be here a little later, sort of into the hockey season, because it's still pretty decent back home in terms of weather, right? Like, we don't have any snow on the ground. So we like coming here after Christmas, preferably in around that February mark when things are getting a little too raw. You've had those days where it's been minus 27 degrees, you know, for 2 or 3 weeks in a row, and you want to get some sunshine, but it's okay. I mean, anytime we come down here, the beauty of this is now you've got two great teams and franchises down here. So when you come down, you enjoy the spoils of the weather for sure. But you also know you're going to be in a couple of heavy games, as the Winnipeg Jets found out against Tampa and will again, of course, tonight against the Florida Panthers, the defending Stanley Cup champs. And there's always been a great connection between these two teams going back to Florida and Winnipeg and in Finland and then Paul Maurice, of course. And now you've got two teams in first place in their respective divisions. So bring it on, as I say, here down in South Florida.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. And I know I'm excited to get up to Winnipeg. As you said, I'm sure the air is going to be kind of that autumn crisp air. I'm looking forward to getting out and walking around a little bit. I'm looking forward to some pleasant Winnipeg weather. So I'm hoping I didn't just jinx it by saying that once the Panthers get up there early in the week. But Paul, I guess first and foremost, we'll take a look at it from a wide lens and then kind of focus on a couple of things. But Winnipeg's gotten off to this 15-2-0 start. I know coming off a loss going into tonight's game, but it seems like for the Jets, everything that possibly could go well has here in the early part of the season. I guess for this team, what was it early on that made you think that this was going to be a Jets team that meant business, that was going to solidify itself as a contender right away? And what has really clicked this season early on for the Winnipeg Jets?
You know, interesting question and one that's totally fair. But I think when you cast that wide lens on it, you look and you say, okay, where is this come from? Where is 15-2 come from? Where is the anatomy of this? And you go back to last year, it's a 52-win season. It's 110 points. I mean, what they've done to start this year just hasn't happened, right? And I think what happened was they had a bad week in April in a playoff series against Colorado. And next thing you know, you have a playoff exodus and you're out after winning the first game in four straight and five games overall. And it didn't make anybody or everybody mad associated with the Winnipeg Jets and especially the players. What it did was it motivated the group that came back. And this is a group that's been together for a number of years, Doug. So they've been able to extrapolate what was an excellent season last year into a tremendous start this season with improvements into a couple of areas, specifically the power play and the penalty kill, because their 5-on-5 play has always been pretty stellar and even tremendous last year to the point where they were the best in the league. And they also were very good at defending a Jennings Trophy for the first time in franchise history. So there hasn't been a lot of surprises in terms of what has started this season with a 15-2 record. For a lot of the players, it's just been about 5 to 10% better and getting better in those departments. And they've done that. And when you look at what the foundation has been here, Rick Bowness came in with Scott Arneil a couple of years ago. Rick is now retired, but he laid the foundation here. And then he just kind of passed the baton off to Scott Arneil, who for the last couple of years was the associate coach. So there hasn't been a transition with a number of players, and there hasn't been a transition with the coaching staff per se from your head coaching standpoint. So from that standpoint, you know, you look at this and you say to yourself, all things are matching up quite well. And really when you look at it and do a deep dive on it, it shouldn't be a surprise for what this team has done. Have they surprised themselves? I'm not sure, because they came out of the gate and won 6-0 on opening night in Edmonton. You know, a team that got to the Western Conference Final and played the Florida Panthers in the final and took it right down to the end. And Winnipeg came out and made a statement in that game. And ever since then, they've kind of rolled. They've had two losses, and each time, or at least the first time they had a loss against Toronto, they bounced back and rattled off 7 straight wins. We'll see what happens after losing against Tampa with these two games coming up against Florida.
Paul Edmonds, radio voice of the Jets, kind enough to stop by here on Panthers Insider, helping us preview not only tonight's game, a 7 o'clock start at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise, but the other half of the season series, which will be Tuesday night in Winnipeg, and then that's going to be it for these two teams. And, Paul, you touched on a couple things there. I got to mention the Jennings last year. It was the Panthers that were also in the mix for that and went right down to the very end. We were kind of on Jennings watch right up until the last couple of days of the regular season. Ultimately, it was the Winnipeg Jets who ended up with that Jennings Trophy. But looking at the way the pucks have been going in the net for the Jets this season, the record certainly is noticeable for Winnipeg at 15-2, but that goal differential coming into tonight's game, offensively, a lot of continuity, a lot of familiar faces with this Winnipeg team. Has it been the power play that's been the biggest reason for the uptick in offense?
Well, it's operated at 42% for most of the season. And then going into, this road trip, it was pretty stellar. And it's been a marked improvement over last year, where it was at best middling in the, you know, middle of the pack. And, you know, from that standpoint, it was two areas that they really wanted to improve, Doug. They knew their 5-on-5 play was exceptional. They knew that they could defend by the Jennings Trophy, but where they felt they needed to get better was the two specialty teams. So they brought in Davis Payne as an assistant coach. He used to be a head coach in St. Louis, and he's taken over the power play. And there's a lot more rotation on it. He's moved some things around. Nikolai Ehlers now plays on the first power play unit. So he's very dynamic with the puck. They've had a lot more motion. It has not been as predictable as it has been in the last few years. And they're firing more pucks. And then when those pucks don't go in, they've also got the first touch and retrieve on most of those rebounds. So from that standpoint, they've been able to sustain time down in the opposition zone and really kind of put the pressure on opposition teams and their penalty kill. The other thing, too, is when they haven't scored, it seems like they've developed some momentum from power plays, and they've had some timely goals on power plays. I remember Scott Arneil saying at the top of the season, you know, going into the regular season starting from a very long training camp, saying we don't need the power play to score 3 goals every game. We need the power play to score a timely goal when we need it in a 3-3 tie, or when we're down by a goal with 3 minutes left. And for the most part, they've been able to do that. The penalty kill's improved. from a drastic standpoint as well. They kept more goals out this year. They've been a very disciplined lot for sure, but they also are playing with a lot more pressure on the penalty kill. So those two areas in and of itself have improved the Winnipeg Jets and their record and their start, because they just kind of added on and extrapolated from what they were doing 5-on-5 with the two specialty teams that have improved. And as a result, you've got a game or a team that's 13 games above 500 right now in the National Hockey League.
And Paul, I got to ask you too, because we've seen it here in South Florida, the excitement that builds not only within the marketplace, but also you can sense it from the team culturally when you have the long-term contract extensions, whether it be Barkov going back years or Matthew Tkachuk coming here, or last year when Gus Forsling signed long-term, or Sam Reinhart signing that long-term extension this past offseason. Going back to when Connor Hellebuyck and Mark Scheifele committed to be in Winnipeg long-term, did you sense that really culturally gave a boost to everything there in Winnipeg?
Absolutely. And the other thing that it did, it just settled everything down, because those two players didn't have to talk about expiring contracts anymore, right? And then from there, I think it also sends a message that they're there to win. The organization is there to win. The players are there in that city to commit to win as well. And then everybody looks around and says, well, maybe I don't know that I want to leave here anymore, because there's an opportunity for us to win. So, you know, by extension, you get Dylan DeMello signing an extension of his contract, and you have some other guys come here for some depth, and Dylan Coughlin would be one, and Hayden Fleury would be another. And, you know, we haven't seen him yet because he got hurt in training camp, but Jared Anderson Dolan has added some depth in the forward core as well. Still coming back from a broken foot. So, you know, when you have those two key pieces, your number one center and your two-time Vezina Trophy-winning goaltender committing long-term to your team and your franchise and your organization and to your city and your province, it says a lot. And that's, I think, the biggest picture for this, is that you can see where this team is kind of going for the next few years. And it's taken a lot of that speculation, a lot of the side stuff that would be asked of these players in opposition rinks about leaving or signing somewhere else, all that speculation out. And they've just been able to concentrate on hockey. And I think it's alleviated some of that outside noise because of those two contracts signing going into last year's training camp and then subsequent to the start of the season.
He's Paul Edmonds, the radio voice of the Winnipeg Jets, kind enough to stop by here on Panthers Insider this morning to help us preview Panthers Jets tonight and then Tuesday night when the little back-to-back set shifts to Winnipeg. A couple more before we get you out of here, Paul, and we thank you very much for your time on a Saturday morning stopping by to help us look at the matchup. But not often, considering how the season's gone for these two teams, that you have both of these teams into the same night coming off of a loss. What intrigues you the most about this matchup between the Panthers and the Jets tonight? You've got the defending Stanley Cup champion and the team that, as we sit here on November 16th, has the top record in the National Hockey League. What are you most looking forward to as the Panthers and Jets get set to play not only tonight at 7, but twice in the next few days?
Well, number one, looking to see how Florida bounces back after two straight losses and a four-goal loss at home, right, in their last game. And then, listen, they're going to be really ramped up for that reason and that reason only. And really, you can add on the fact that it's the Winnipeg Jets and Paul Maurice's former team. For the Jets, it's how do you bounce back from a loss again? Because the first time that you lost was against Toronto at home. And then you bounce back, as I mentioned, off the top, Doug, for 7 straight victories. Can you do that again? Or is this a situation now where you find yourself maybe for the first time this year losing consecutive games? And then how do you rebound from that? So there's intrigue for me from both sides and both teams, as you mentioned, coming off losses. Which team is going to get to their game and force their game on the other team? That's what I'm looking forward to tonight as well, because the Jets have always said, if we stay in our structure, we'll force teams to play the way we want them to play. And knowing that, and with the last change, Paul Maurice knows that his team's pretty structural as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing this chess match tonight. And then the other part of it is last change, who matches up against whom. The Jets have an excellent third line that really allows Scott Arneil to pull that out of his back pocket and not worry necessarily about line matching as much or per se on the road. So both teams coming off a loss. Let's see which team might be a little hungrier or a little bit more methodical in their game tonight, as opposed to the two games that they lost respectively coming into this.
Yeah, we're really excited for it. Again, a 7 o'clock face-off tonight, 6:30. We've got Panthers preview for you across the Panthers radio network. It is Hockey Fights Cancer Night tonight at Amerant Bank Arena. He's Paul Edmonds from the Winnipeg Jets. Does great work as the play-by-play voice on radio. And Paul, always one of my favorite listens whenever I'm out driving around in the car and the Panthers don't have a game. So keep up the great work. Looking forward to seeing you out at the arena tonight. And again, thanks so much for stopping by here on Panthers Insider.
Doug, anytime. My pleasure. Thanks for the kind words. Looking forward to the game tonight for sure.
Looking forward to it indeed. He's Paul Edmonds, the play-by-play voice, the Winnipeg Jets on the radio side. They're off to a great start this season. Should be a fun matchup tonight. Again, a 7 o'clock face-off. 6:30, we've got you covered on the radio network. Maybe still some tickets available. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com. Call 954-835-PUCK for all your Panthers ticket needs. And looking forward to seeing all of you out there tonight. But as I said, if you can't make it, we've got you covered across the Panthers radio network, beginning with Panthers Preview at 6:30 p.m. So big thanks to Paul Edmonds for stopping by. Coming up next segment, a cut from the most recent episode of the Territory Talk podcast. Jamison Olive and I had a chance to sit down with Panthers defenseman Uvis Balinskas, and that's going to be coming up on the other side of the break. Panthers and the Jets tonight. More Panthers Insider to come. Folks, keep it locked right here. This is the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back. Panthers Insider Show continues. Doug Plagans here with you, Dan Day, on the other side of the glass. Panthers wrapping up a homestand tonight, but on the road for two quick ones. Then it's right back to Amerant Bank Arena for 4 of 5 after that. As far as the way things line up coming up here, the Panthers are home against the Winnipeg Jets. Big game tonight, 7 o'clock, 6:30. We've got you covered with the pregame on the radio network before the puck drops at 7 o'clock. And then the Panthers will be in Winnipeg to face these same Jets once again. It's going to be Tuesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern. Panthers will be in Chicago to take on the Blackhawks, 8:30 Eastern on Thursday night. Then right back home, as I mentioned, for 4 of 5 after that, beginning a week from tonight against the Colorado Avalanche. That's going to be a 6 o'clock faceoff when the Avs come to town a week from tonight. Get your tickets at FloridaPanthers.com, Amerant Bank Arena. You can check out all the action, of course, all season long, but you can get your tickets at SeatGeek.com by calling 954-835-PUCK. Lots of different ways to get your Panthers tickets. And Panthers fans, join the 93 Society email club to stay up to date on all things Panthers. Be the first to know about special ticket offers, exclusive events, and so much more. Sign up now. FloridaPanthers.com is where to go. Well, if you missed the the most recent edition of the Territory Talk podcast. Jameson Olive and I had a chance to catch up with Panthers defenseman Uvis Balinskas. And, of course, you can hear the full episodes at floridapanthers.com/territorytalk. But the first thing we asked Uvis in this cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast is what it's like being on the Panthers' top power play unit, a role he assumed during the last Panthers road trip.
Yeah, it's power play one. It's pretty cool to be on a power play with those guys, and it's nice that coaches trust me, and I enjoy every second on it.
What would you say is your biggest responsibility on PP1? Obviously, you've got so many weapons there; you got to keep the puck in. But when you're out there on that power play, what are you trying to accomplish most yourself?
Obviously, just help them break out the puck so they can enter the zone, and if I got a chance, just put a puck on the net, and like that happened in the second game. Mm-hmm. I shot and Chucky tipped it, and just get shots from the point if I can, and
And Doug brought it up when we started, but obviously you played a lot of different positions. We were talking to Paul the other day, and we kind of talked about what this team went through early, you know, missing Barkov, missing Noshek, missing Tkachuk, and he specifically said, you know, Uvis really stepped up and basically did whatever we asked him. So the first time coach came to you and was like, all right, so you're going to be playing, you know, forward this game. I feel like we've all been in that position at work where our boss asks us something. We're like, oh, yeah, I got that. Yeah, 100%. Was that kind of like what for you? Is it the same thing? Like thumbs up? Yep, ready to go?
Yeah. Kind of something like that, and I wasn't really ready for it, but he came up to me, and I can't really say no.
Yeah, like, it's like we've all been there. Yeah,
it's like hour before the game. I just can't. No, I'm not gonna do it.
But. So you think it's an hour? Who do you immediately go talk to your new line mates? Like, how do you kind of get ready for that?
I just talk to my line mates and ask coaches a couple things, and that's basically it. And I was just trying to play safe first couple games, learn the routes where to go, but after that I felt more comfortable.
And you told us after a practice that you hadn't played forward probably since you were a teenager, and I guess playing up front at the professional level, was there something that maybe you got a different appreciation for, something that maybe you viewed it differently once you did it, once you played up front for a few games?
It's like the forward's got to do a lot of work, a lot of skating. I appreciate what they're doing, but it was fun.
And a really cool moment for you was your line when you had Patty Giles and Mackie Samuskevich there. You were out there for Mackie's first NHL goal. You saw the photo you guys took after the game. Like, that's going to be on Mackie's, in his living room, on his fridge. Is it cool knowing you're now a part of, like, Mackie's NHL history here a little bit?
Yeah, I think that was my last game I played as a forward. Yep. And I should have kept that puck to myself. It was our first goal as a line. Mm-hmm. Like, for myself too, as a forward. So, but still,
you can ask Mackie for it back. Yeah, I'm sure.
To get a first goal for Mackie and being as a forward, it's just pretty cool. Yeah, it's awesome.
Like you said, it was your last time, but you played left, you played right. I look at the stats. You also took two faceoffs. Do you remember what happened on those? Yeah. 0 for 2. So you have to go back at some point and try and win one. But would you remember what happened on those two faceoffs?
I told every game to Patty that give me a try. Just I need a faceoff. And that first one, I wasn't kind of really ready for it.
Like, do you remember who they were against?
No, the one was against Vancouver. Mm-hmm. But I don't know against who I did. But and the next one was against Islanders. Mm-hmm. I was ready for it because Samo wanted to step in and take a faceoff. I told him, no, give me a chance. And but I lost that one. But yeah, it's hard. You have to be strong.
When was the last time you probably practiced a faceoff?
If I don't know, 10 years ago, maybe, maybe never. I don't know.
Well, clearly there's a comfort level for you here. And we were talking about it before you came in, but before last season, I mean, you hadn't spent much time in North America, and now coming into this season, can you just describe how much more comfortable you are just with everything having done all this before?
Obviously the second year is way more comfortable. You know the guys, you know the staff, the people, the coaches and everything, what they expect and what they wait for you. And it's just way easier when you know someone coming in. And obviously the hockey last year, I had to get used to it, and the American League helped me a lot for that. And yeah, I think I was a little bit more ready this year.
And it seems like every time you hear about, you know, a new guy coming in or anything like that, they always talk about the welcoming locker room, how great everybody is, the culture that's here. For you, what's been the biggest thing that you've taken away from just the culture of this locker room? Because it seems like a great group of guys that really enjoys being around everybody every single day, but a group that is very, very businesslike, goes out, takes a ton of pride in getting the job done every single day.
Yeah, obviously the room, like the guys are so friendly. Like last year too, they took me out to dinners and helped me with that, and so I'm not sitting alone in my room. And yeah, it's just nice to be around guys like that, and they don't really care about themselves. They just care about the team and about the winning and about that, all that culture, and everyone's working hard, and it's just awesome to be part of it.
Could last year have gone better, do you think? Because you came over from the Czech League. You got to play right away with the injury, so you got to get a feel for the NHL. Like you said, you had some great games in Charlotte, too. And then, of course, you just, year one, win the Stanley Cup. It's pretty good. Could last year have gone better, though, in your mind? It seems like you accomplished so much.
I don't think it could have gone better. I think there would be so many people that would be in my place, even though I didn't play a single game in playoffs, mm-hmm. just to be there around the guys, be in the room, go to dinners with them and just see what they go through. And yeah, it was an awesome experience for my first year, and I think it couldn't have gone better.
And talking about year over year, like you said, you've gotten more experience, more comfortable, but the fans also know you a lot better now. I see some Uvis signs around during warmups now, because obviously when you come from Europe, fans, they got to do some research, they got to find out who you are, they got to read some articles. But now that they know you, they watched you play last year, it seems like the fans are getting behind you too. And it's kind of like a soccer style thing where you're not Balinskas, like Barkov's Barky, but everyone calls you Uvis. Like you're a first name guy. It's very European soccer. But just what is it like now to kind of get more and more known and kind of, just like you said, kind of become a fat part of the fabric of this team?
Yeah, it's nice when fans appreciate you and maybe see more jerseys in the stands, like with 26. And yeah, it's pretty cool for me, and I love it.
Do you like being just Uvis, the first name thing?
Yeah, that's fine. That's my name, so.
Yeah. And looking at some off-ice stuff, one thing in the hockey card world, because hockey cards are obviously a big part of hockey, is they just came out with your Future Watch card. So it's 999 of them, Doug?
999.
So at some point you signed 999 cards. Do you remember when you did that? And what is it like sitting down signing 999 hockey cards?
I remember I did it in the after the camp.
After training camp?
Yeah. At least the guy came to me. I had to sign 999 cards. It took me like 2 hours. Yes.
But just how cool is that, though? Like you said, part of becoming an NHL player is getting to do stuff like that. Is it cool now to have the hockey card at Uvis?
Yeah, it's nice. We had something like this going on in Czech, too, mm-hmm. but we didn't have that many cards.
You didn't sign 990.
No, have you been able to get any of them yet?
No.
How does the wrist feel after 999? Like you said, 2 hours of signing.
Yeah, it's a little numb, but yeah.
it comes back. Keeping it off ice, though, like Doug was saying, you've been here a while now. Just how much are you enjoying Fort Lauderdale, South Florida? Do you have favorite restaurants, favorite things to do? Do you feel like a little bit of a local now?
Yeah, just knowing my way around here and everything. And to get a place here too, it just feel comfortable now. And when my girl is here, we like to go out for dinners by the beach. There are a couple nice places, because last year I lived there and get to know a couple places.
Do you have like one main place? Like, this
what's your favorite?
This is the place.
Takato.
Takato's great. Yeah, that's love the Conrad. Love Takato.
Yeah,
it's good times. Yeah. On that though, maybe like obviously coming from Latvia, what are maybe one of your favorite things about the states over here in Florida that's different from Latvia? Because obviously two completely different cultures.
I don't know. Like, probably the weather is.
Yeah, the weather can't be the weather. Yeah. Our drivers are probably worse though than Latvia.
Yeah,
I imagine.
Yeah, but I don't know. I like the people. I like the culture, and I like how different everything here is. And I like the way people live here. And just I like USA. It's pretty nice.
All Uvis Balinskas of the Panthers right there. We had a chance to catch up with him. Jameson Olive and I did on the most recent edition of the Territory Talk podcast, which you can find anywhere you get your podcast. You can hear the whole episode there. And it's always new, fresh stuff coming out. FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk, good place to start. Or as I mentioned, wherever you get your podcast, hit that subscribe button and follow along. Other action across the National Hockey League today. Mentioned the big one, really the biggest game on the slate, Panthers and the Jets, two division leaders going head-to-head. Coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, 6:30, we've got you covered on the radio network. Got the Blues heading into Boston. The Bruins sitting at 500 right now, so a game that has some impact within the Atlantic Division. The Islanders will be in Seattle tonight. Toronto hosts Edmonton, Columbus at Montreal. 7 o'clock Eastern, the Devils will visit the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Buffalo Sabres in Philadelphia later tonight. The Penguins will host the San Jose Sharks. Also at 7 Eastern, Carolina hosts Ottawa. 8 o'clock Eastern, Detroit into Los Angeles. The Stars visit the Wild. That's a big game in the Central Division. And 10 o'clock Eastern, last game to go off tonight, it'll be the Chicago Blackhawks and the Vancouver Canucks way out west. That's 10 o'clock Eastern start. Tonight, it's the Panthers and the Winnipeg Jets, first of two matchups in the next few days. And first of two matchups, these two will play against each other this season. 7 o'clock Eastern time. I'm puck drop tonight, 6:30. We've got you covered on Panthers preview, 560 WQAM in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, 1230 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, Sirius XM channel 221. If you're going to join us that way, the Panthers app makes it so easy. Download the Panthers app, hit the radio button in the top right corner, and you will get our broadcast each and every night, wherever you are. So again, the Panthers app, that takes all the guesswork out of it. However you want to tune in, we will talk to you at 6:30 with Panthers preview. 7 o'clock, we'll have the drop the puck, Panthers and the Winnipeg Jets tonight. The Panthers leading the Atlantic, the Jets with the best overall record in the National Hockey League at this moment. For Dan Day on the other side of the glass, big thanks to Paul Edmonds for stopping by. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. I'm Doug Plagans. We'll talk to you tonight for the Panthers and the Jets. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.